Yeah, then another question, just one more now, from Vishnu Swami Das. Regarding Vaishnavas, who is called perfect Vaishnava? Who is called a perfect Vaishnava? Those who... You don't teach grammar in school, obviously. Those who follow four regulated principles and chant 16 rounds japa daily, or who has through knowledge of shastras. I suppose that should be thorough knowledge of shastras. Well, what does Shastra say about this? Follow four regulated principles and chant 16 rounds japa daily. Well, that's one level of perfection. That's good. That's a good start. Thorough knowledge of Shastra is not in and of itself perfection. That is stated by... Well, the highest level of devotee is that stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Shastra Yuktye Shunipun Drida Shadhaja Uttamadikari She Tariye Shangsha. He didn't say Uttamadi. Says that one who is very expert in Shastric deliberation and who has strong faith, he is called an Uttamadikari, or a topmost level devotee, and such a devotee is capable of delivering the world. But perfect devotion, that is defined in various ways in Shastra. Just a little bit differently. The famous verses there, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnanakamadhyanavritam, Anukulyena, Krishna Anushilanam, Bhaktirutama. Bhaktirutama. So, pure devotion is called that in which there is no personal desire, either for sense gratification on the gross platform or on the subtle intellectual platform, where one performs everything simply for Krishna's pleasure. So that is called Uttama Bhakti. We also find in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pungsang Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Adhokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatna Suprasidati, that the supreme dharma for all living beings is that service or bhakti to the transcendent Lord, which is without personal motivation, ahaituki, and apratihata, which is not stopped, is unstoppable. One will not stop one's service under any condition. That means we're not doing it for any personal motivation, and if there's any external disturbance, we won't stop it. So that is one definition of perfect devotion. Actually, this word perfect, who is a perfect Vaishnava? If we take that back to Shastra, that term, perfect, that would be a translation of Purna or Siddha. But we don't find that term used so much. In relation, we don't hear the term Purna Vaishnava. Siddha, well, that's used more for yogis. We can say Siddha Vaishnava. Siddha Jagannath Das Babaji. That means one who's achieved perfection of sadhana. But then a Vaishnava never thinks, now I'm perfect. He always thinks I have more to do. So a perfect Vaishnava, there are different levels. The residents of Kulinagram, they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one year that, how do we know who is a Vaishnava? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he replied that, Jarmukhe Egba Hoi Krishnanam, one who chants the name of Krishna even once is called a Vaishnava. These are city sounds. Simply disturbing. Then the next year, again, the Kulina Grama Vasis, they asked the question. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one who's always chanting the name of Krishna, he's a Vaishnava. And again the next year they asked the question, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that by seeing whom others chant, he is a Vaishnava. So there are levels of perfection. So it's chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulated principles, very good. You can go further. There's no limit to perfection. Oh yeah, this I asked you to print this out. Here's from the this Ahaituki Apratihata in Bhakti, that is explained more by Kapila Dev. When he discusses different levels of bhakti, he describes persons who are performing bhakti, but they're strongly influenced by tamoguna, in which they have a separatist mentality. It means they're not doing for Krishna's pleasure. They're doing bhakti, but they're doing it with the idea of my pleasure. And if they're also envious of others, these are all symptoms of tamoguna. So that's bhakti performed in with an admixture or strong admixture of tamoguna. Then in rajaguna, one is doing bhakti, but one has strong material desires for enjoyment. He's a separatist. Then in sattvaguna, one performs bhakti, but he desires liberation. And then pure or the highest level is told by Kapiladeva. Madguna shruti matrena mai sarva guhashaye manogatir avichinna yata gangam vaso buddho lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hi udahritam ahaitukya avyahvahata ya bhakti purushottame. So he says that's Prabhupada's translation. The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited when one's mind is attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally down toward the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows toward the Supreme Lord. So just by hearing the qualities of Krishna, just by that, then the mind flows towards Krishna undivertedly, just like the Ganga flows toward the sea. So there's one definition. Sarvabhuteshu yapashet. What is that? Sarvabhuteshu ya parshad. Bhagavad bhavam atmanaha. Pashanti bhagavad yatmanaha. I'm getting mixed up here. This the definition of Mahabhagavat means one who sees Krishna in everyone. Who sees everyone as a devotee. That is called a pure devotee. So that's, there are various definitions of a perfect devotee. Anyway, follow the four regulated principles, chant 16 rounds, study the Shastra, live according to the Shastra, and you'll also be perfect, to put it briefly.